Good afternoon. Madrid's regional authorities are evaluating whether a curfew is needed to curb the new wave of coronavirus in one of Europe's hotspots, so the area's top health official said this morning. Enrique Ruiz Escuero said a curfew would mean that at some hours there's no mobility, just like France has done. France last week ordered a curfew in Paris and eight other cities from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. He said Madrid's regional authorities don't have the power to enforce a curfew and would have to ask the central government. The socialist-led government declared a two-week state of emergency on October the 9th to impose a partial lockdown in and around Madrid, meaning people can leave their homes but must remain within the city. The government decree is not expected to be extended after it expires on Friday, officials said, prompting regional and national authorities to look into the next steps following weeks of disagreement over what policies to adopt. Ruiz Escuero has also said that the Madrid region is preparing to test sewage water for COVID-19 to estimate the prevalence of the virus among the city's populations. It would be like testing thousands of people at once, he said. Meanwhile, at the Severo Ochoa Hospital in Madrid, the intensive care unit is once again full. Ricardo Diaz Abad, the head of intensive care at the hospital in Leganes, southwest of Madrid, said he was swamped. Madrid and the surrounding regions have been the worst hit area of Spain, where the virus has so far claimed nearly 34,000 lives. Near the Barajas airport, an army of cranes is working around the clock to build a new hospital, expected to be opened in November, designed to deal with the pandemic. The National Police in Alicante have arrested five people on suspicion of a string of robberies at industrial complexes across the city. They were detained whilst trying to access a property and were arrested after being spotted by police officers investigating reports of a break-in. The detainees, all aged between 28 and 38, are understood to have previous criminal convictions and have been remanded in custody pending trial. And Jose Badia, the Spanish DJ who helped define chill-out music in the 1990s, has died at the age of 64 from colon cancer. Badia was born in Girona in 1955 but moved to Ibiza in 1976 and began DJing in the island's clubs. He made his name as the resident DJ at Café del Mar in San Antonio that became famous for pairing relaxed music with sunset vistas. After selling bootleg mixtapes alongside his DJ sets, Badia created the hugely successful Café del Mar compilation series back in 1993, giving dance music fans a morning-after soundtrack during the clubbing boom of the 1990s. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.